NetSuite by Oracle brings accounting, finance, inventory, and HR into one proven platform, helping you reduce costs everywhere. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/wallstreet.
Here's your money briefing for Tuesday, February 9th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Many Americans saw their incomes drop in 2020. If that applies to you, filing your tax returns before the IRS sends out stimulus checks could mean a bigger check than in the past.
Tax filing opens February 12th, this coming Friday, and the IRS has nothing from anyone on 2020. And so if you want your check based on 2020, you might have an incentive to file your tax return pretty quickly after February 12th.
Tax reporter Richard Rubin will explain who could benefit from getting their tax documents together ASAP. That's after the break.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
The stimulus checks that were sent out last year were based on tax returns from 2018 or 2019. That means that some Americans who lost their jobs or had to go on furlough in 2020 may not have gotten the full aid. Now there could be a new round of stimulus checks, and it's almost tax season. So what's the best plan? Richard Rubin's been our point person on stimulus and taxes, and he joins me now. Richard, thanks for being with us.
Oh, happy to be here.
So, Richard, before we get into how to best navigate this, we should note that the next round of stimulus hasn't even been approved yet.
Right. Congress hasn't released all the final details. They're still working out exactly what those details are going to be, and then they've got to get it through the House and the Senate. So we're definitely a couple weeks away from the final approval, the president's signature, and the money going out.
Okay, so let's assume there are stimulus checks. Who should be rushing to file their taxes earlier rather than later?
This only applies to some people, really people who've had big shifts in their income or in their family structure between 2019 and 2020. Here's what's likely to happen. Congress is likely to tell the IRS to base the next set of checks on 2019 or 2020 income from your tax return, whatever the IRS has. So tax filing opens February 12th, this coming Friday, and the IRS has nothing from anyone on 2020. And so if you want your check based on 2020, you might have an incentive to file your tax return pretty quickly after February 12th so that while Congress is finishing the bill, the IRS is processing your information and knows how much you made in 2020.
So, no procrastinating this year? Is that it?
Yes. If you would do better under the 2020 income, say you made $150,000 in 2019, so you wouldn't get any check based on that, but you made $50,000 in 2020 and you would get the full check based on that, then absolutely you're going to want to not be a procrastinator. There's a flip side to that, which is that households that moved in the opposite direction, that for whatever reason had their income go up in 2020 or had their family size change in a way where they would have qualified for less money, might want to wait so that the IRS is basing the amount on 2019. You know, it's really worth waiting at some level to see as those details as they start coming out. But if you're in that group that might want to file early, you should at least be prepared to do that. This isn't for everyone. This is, you know, if your income was, you know, well within the range of what's going to qualify for a full check, if you made $35,000 in 2019 and $45,000 in 2020, then you would get the full amount no matter what, and you're fine. It's really for people who have had those big shifts, which, of course, is a lot of people who had really rough 2020s and saw their incomes go down.
Now, if people don't file fast enough, will there be a provision where their stimulus amount could be bumped up later?
So let's back up and try and unpack this a little bit because it's a little tricky. So for the first two rounds, the ones that were paid in March and December of 2020, those were based on 2018 or 2019 income. And if you didn't get the full amount, then when you're filing your 2020 return this year, you can use your 2020 income and claim it as what's called the recovery rebate credit on your on line 30 of your tax return. So if you didn't get enough from, you know, based on 2018 or 2019, once you look at your 2020 income, you can get round one and round two sort of topped up on your 2020 tax return. Now, one might expect that they'll do something similar. Again, we haven't seen the language, but they might do something similar for this next set, that if you didn't get the full amount, you'd be able to get the rest when you file your tax return early next year, early 2022, based on your 2021 income. What's unknown is whether is the question you're asking, which is, okay, well, what if you would have done better on 2020 for round three? Is there a way to make a supplemental payment to basically top you up mid-year as opposed to waiting until your tax return in early 22? That's an unknown. That's something that Congress is looking at, but they haven't decided whether they're going to sort of order the IRS to do that. The other important thing to remember is that anytime you get a payment, with the exception of, you know, if you're doing something really fraudulent, but if you're just getting payments based on your past income, and that turns out to be more than you should have qualified for, the payment is not taxable and you don't have to pay it back. It's a one-way thing. So if you're ultimately eligible for more than you got as a payment in advance, you can claim the rest. If you're ultimately eligible for less, again, with the exception of, you know, you doing something like shady and illegal, you don't have to pay it back.
All right. That's Wall Street Journal tax reporter Richard Rubin. Richard, thanks for coming on the show.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.